There we go. Are you ready, Sally? Thank you. Just so the files don't get too long.
Okay. So something you said prompted me towards the end of your lesson. I understand that I'm the silence and that I experience everything. I can experience everything in my ordinary life from that. I don't do that, but I could. I understand that. But what if something bad happens, like a car accident, that affects my physical body? And if that's all part of the noumenon, how does that appear to be nothing? I mean, obviously, it's an experience that maybe I was meant to experience, but I'm just wondering about that.
Could you just explain a little bit more about, could you just rephrase your question for me in a different way, if you can?
Well, no, I've written it several times in different ways.
Read it to me one more time.
Yeah. Well, so I get the message that I'm the silence and that I can experience the silence. But if I get involved, you said something about that everything that you talk about when you're in the silence, everything is good and wonderful and things like that. But if a car accident happens, if you're about to get into a car accident, that's going to happen. That's going to be an experience. So how does that, you're going to experience it in the noumenon, but okay. That is my...
So even if that were to happen, does that necessarily have to be a bad experience? I know that may sound like a crazy question to ask, but if we look at, if we begin to see everything from and as a silence, there's an understanding that whatever is occurring in our experience is happening for our own growth, happening for our own expansion in manifestation. And let's take the worst case scenario and I have this accident and I end up leaving my body. Is that necessarily, does that have to be seen as a bad thing? Most people would agree that that's a terrible thing and a really, really unwanted thing. But if you can imagine for a second going through that process of leaving the body without any fear at all, already having a deep seeing and understanding of what you really are, that you're not limited by a body at all, that it's just a pair of binoculars in a way that you're looking through and you're now just putting them down, that you're still right here, that it's possible to go through that without any fear at all. Even if the body goes through a lot of intense physical pain in those moments, there's still something that is not affected by that at all. And there would be a kind of a sense of this is what's supposed to be happening right now. This might not be the way I expected it to go, but this is what's happening right now. And as manifestation is always moving towards more, it is expanding always. So whatever comes next has to be better than before, even in this situation. So if I was to leave the body, it must be because it's the only way to have more joy than I'm having right now, or more fun, or more peace, or whatever. It may seem unbelievable or even strange that we could go through something like that without any fear, but it's absolutely possible. I've been through something similar. I obviously didn't leave my body, but it was a very strange thing to watch it happen, and there's just no fear. It's kind of, let's see what happens now, and it's either going to go one way or the other. But it is possible to live without fear at all. That's not to say your foot doesn't go on the brake and you don't try to stop it happening. You're not just going to go, okay, that's, fair enough. You want to try to preserve life in the body while you've got it, but it's not experienced the same. It's used for growth no matter what's occurring. That growth continues after the body's gone. It's not just like it stops once the body's disappeared. We're always learning. And you can go through anything without any suffering, anything at all. Suffering's not necessarily the same as physical pain, is it? Or emotional pain.
So the noumenon isn't going to assist in alerting me that an accident is going to happen.
It will. Sometimes you will, depending how far you go with your awakening, sometimes you'll know. sometimes you'll know. There's been times when I got a strong sense, don't turn down that road.
Right.
Never found out why, but I just listened and didn't go down that way. Who knows what would have happened if, or don't go there today. Or sometimes I go to go there today and it's a flat tire. Okay, obviously I'm not supposed to go there today or something. Right. So it will, not in a kind of necessarily speaking to his way, but a strong urge or impulse of what is the right thing to do in that moment, which is, you cannot ignore it. It's very strong, very strong.
Okay, thank you.
Does that help to kind of get to
that? Yes. Yeah. Basically, everything happens for our highest and best good. So
yeah, even that would be our highest and best
good. That's right. And, follow this path and keep going.
Yeah. As you do deepen in your seeing, though, anything that would cause harm to the body is less and less likely to happen, apart from the eventual end, whatever brings the body to an end. So less and less does that occur as you realize that you are safe and have always been. That literally reflects as your life in a very real way. So lovely. Thank you. And Angie, when you're ready.
Oh, here I am. Hi, hi, Helen.
Hi.
Comment on, I can't see you actually.
Can you see me now?
Yeah. Yes, hi. A comment on the lesson you've just given us. You've suggested that we ask the question, what is the essence or the source of the appearance we're seeing? I immediately have a bit of a reaction to that. It feels like, oh gosh, I've got to get into question again, and it feels a bit like hard work. I would prefer to just make the statement to myself, everything is consciousness. Because if I do that, it's like it irons out all the separation and there's silence. So I put that to you because I know the ego is better tackled by questions than statements. But there's something in me that wants to play and be creative with what I'm learning from you, because I have literally spent decades. I mean, I started meditating 45 years ago and I've been through countless teachers and practices. And I've stuck doggedly to word for word everything they've said. And it's just felt like hard work a lot of the time, because I haven't made it mine. I haven't had the confidence to grasp the very essence of what is being said and then make it mine.
Yeah.
So anyway, my question is, everything is consciousness. That brings me to silence.
Absolutely helpful to have that kind of reminder. And really, we only need to question where we're experiencing other than that. So if I'm having an argument with a particular being or a conflict, and I'm really feeling my state drop, I begin to feel diminished, I begin to feel constricted, negative emotion, I can really sense that I feel separate to this being. Why do I feel separate to this being? Because I really believe they're an actual thing that's being created out of the self, different to me. So if it's enough for a simple reminder, there was a point where I went around everywhere imagining everyone to be Shiva, because I found it really hard to disrespect them then, you know, and boy, did Shiva have some good disguises, you know, going on sometimes. And I only really had to question where the habit had reversed to begin to think about that being. And you could tell, because immediately you start to suffer again, you feel terrible inside. Your body will tell you immediately whether you're focused on the essence or the appearance. So if it's enough for you to keep you kind of in that nice quiet silence, to just remind yourself of that, that's great. There will be times when life gives you a reminder of where where the habit is not set there yet, you know, where we go back to thinking about other beings and things. And it can be something very, very subtle. Like if I have a disease, I may think of that disease as something real and outside of me and give it some kind of thought process and feel negative emotions around it. It doesn't have to be something literally out there. It can be an emotion in here that we really are giving reality to. And of course, I'm not saying avoid the emotion, feel it, but if you come to know what everything is, you'll experience it very differently. So just noticing in your life where you're not paying attention to the essence, and your body will be telling you that. And absolutely right what you've said, taking anything I say and holding it up against your own inner guidance and making it yours, as long as you're doing that, you're going to feel better, aren't you? There's no difference between me and you. I'm not a teacher, you're not a student. It's just that this body mind vehicle has been reflecting this a bit longer, maybe is a little clearer and can shortcut the process. That's all. I mean, we use the word teacher, don't we, as a way to, you know, we need to use certain words, but that urge to make it your own is will become stronger until you honor it. Because maybe at first we do need to, with so many thoughts pulling us in so many directions, we do need to absolutely listen and start to put it into practice the best we can, what we're learning. But, you know, like if I suggest a certain question and something else feels more, a certain other question feels more relevant, great. You know, or it's always going to be what you hear from outside from me is going to be coming up clearer inside in the way that it works for you. So that's what you're sensing, isn't it? That I beginning to respect your own authority as the self.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I've spent my entire life bowing down to an external authority and just having no trust for myself. But I've reached an age and a sort of life experience to be really quite arsy about it. And I just think, when am I going to trust myself? You know,
that's a good thing, because you're never going to feel how you want to feel until you trust your own wisdom. Mm-hmm. Never. No matter how many beautiful beings you're surrounded by, you're still going to be giving them seeming external authority, the power over you. Mm. And no authentic teacher should ever ask that, in my opinion, at least. It should be take it and use what's helpful to you, and the rest of it discard. And as part of that process, you're going to become more and more aligned, able to feel what the best way for you is. You know, that strong, we were just saying with Sally, a strong sense that this is the right thing to do. You can't ignore, you know.
Exactly. It's I'm feeling for the first time ever an excitement and an enthusiasm for this inquiry and this exploration. And this is about me. It's not following a set of instructions that person says, and I don't resonate, but I'm doggedly.
It's an alive thing, isn't it? Awakening. Exactly. It's alive, it's and it's never the same. This course is never the same twice. It's always different. Right. Every time we do it, it's different. And it's always going to be what's right for you in this moment. And that's what's going to be best, isn't it?
You know, I want to thank you, Helen, because you give us permission to do that. You are, your teachings are so powerful, but you're also handing over power all the time back to
us. Always trying to give it back. I really don't want it. Yeah, I'm really pleased to.
You know,
it back,
that's quite rare. Yeah. I mean, I've been around a lot of teachers, and, you know, it's kind of, this is the way it is. And
there isn't a one size fits all way. And no. I really learned that on my own pathway. No. It's only pointing out some ways that might work, and then, you know, just all we're really learning in all four lessons is openness and curiosity. Yeah. Really, that's the essence of all these lessons. So if you really get that, it becomes really, really simple. Just to challenge whatever thought, the next thought that's in the way of my happiness.
Yeah.
Whatever that, you know, appears to be. So.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Helen.
Thank you. Thank you. Lovely.
Okay.
Okay. So. I'm going to hand over to Claire. She's going to do some very important announcements to help you get the most out of the course moving forward. Before I do that, just in case it's not on the announcements, I'm going to remind you that the last Q&A session is Friday, not Thursday, Friday morning UK time, 11 a.m. it's my daughter's birthday on Thursday, so we'll be out and about doing that. And so Friday instead of Thursday, just for this last session. So Claire, whenever you're ready, if you're happy to, and then I'll finish, say a few more things before we finish.
Thanks, Helen. That was on my list. I'll do it again.
Sorry.
it's all right. I thought I wouldn't be able to announce. My internet's been a bit unstable. I thought I was going to lose it. Right. Your nuggets that with the nugget. I hope everybody's enjoyed the course. I always get something new out of the course every time, and new things. So can't think of the word. The nuggets that come via email will continue for a few more days, coming through on your emails every day. So that'll be great. As Helen said, the questions can be sent up to Thursday evening, because the last Q&A session is on Friday at 11 a.m. UK time. We do recommend, and I've got more from this course as I have from the previous ones, highly recommended that you repeat the course. And we'll send you an email after the course with all the information you need. And please read it. It's got all sorts of other little nuggets of information that are very useful. And if you wish to continue the study, the course lessons in detail as part of that email, you'll be invited to join the graduate program. Helen will explain further after when I've finished speaking. If you join the graduate programme, you will receive an email from us and an email from a company called Weebly, our website, within 48 hours with instructions on how to log in. Please read the email. Please also check your spam and junk folder if you don't receive the email to join within 48 hours. We are no longer offering the previous option of joining the course again with a donation. So sorry about that. Thanks to everybody for making this course as it is, and thanks to everybody who helps run it in the background and keeps us all fairly well on track. So thanks, Helen, again. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Claire. Lovely. The graduate programme is not a way to replace the course, but if you feel, and it's totally up to everyone if they feel they want to continue studying deeper or not, it's just a way, the graduate programme, that we meet once a month. And then there's a live Q&A session later, and we spend each month studying one of the lessons of the course in more detail. And it's really just a way to keep engaged in the teaching. The course will run again in 3 months, but if that isn't soon enough for you, then, you know, see if you feel a pull to join the graduate program. There are also Sangha meetups that meet just for the graduate program as well. Totally optional, and if you feel it is enough for you just to stay and digest what you've learned as well, that's absolutely fine. I would suggest starting again next week, maybe with lesson one, taking your time, rewatching and listening, because you will hear different things each time you imbibe the material. It will get deeper. And really, that's all you need to do, is to expose yourself to the material as often as you can, and do your best to apply it, and it's going to become easier and easier. The recordings of all these sessions will be available until the next course starts in November. And before then, if you want to, you can download them from the page so that you can keep them, and then you're not limited to how much time you've got with them. So everything that you need will be in that email. Everything that you need to wake up has been in these four lessons. And again, we're only facilitating what's already occurring. I really want you to remember that it's already happening for you. It cannot not be occurring, because you are already the self. And all that is occurring is that the self is beginning to recognize itself clearer. And as that happens, it gets faster and faster towards the end, more epiphanies and breakthroughs and things like that. So I'd deeply encourage you to stay engaged in the Sangha meetups as well. Most of those continue even while the course isn't running, and they'll discuss different lessons, and you can bring forth things that you have issues with, challenges with, share it with other beings. I would really urge you to develop friendships in this group and discuss the lessons so that they deepen within you. As you discuss it, you're helping each other as well. And most of all, I want you to believe in yourself as much as you can. There is not a single person on this course that cannot achieve lasting and permanent peace and that kind of joy and playfulness and curiosity we've been talking about today. There is no reason that I see why you cannot realize this fully. The only limitations are in your own mind. And if you choose to question those, you will be no longer at the effect of them. When I look at you, I already see the Buddha. I don't see a student or a seeker. And I really hope you will start to see yourself that way too. Whatever has happened for me and other awakened beings is happening for you. It's not an if. It's not an if. There's no such thing as if. If the infinite self wants to wake up, it will. And it's gathering to itself the information and the resources it needs to do that, and the community and the support. So I really hope that you will believe in yourself as much as I believe in you, and you'll start to see such amazing benefits from that. And highly encourage you to go through the course again if it feels right for you, or through the graduate program, whichever you feel aligned to. I just want to finish and wrap up today by saying a huge, huge, huge thank you to all the beings. I know Claire mentioned it as well, but there are so many beings working behind the scenes to make this all possible. And anybody only ever sees me, but there are people answering emails, running sanghas. There are people doing transcriptions. There are people translating. There are people doing all kinds of things, running the Facebook group, answering questions. I've probably forgotten so many beings that I really wanted to mention. But I just want to say thank you to all of those for giving their time and their love and their energy to help other beings get a deeper experience from the course. And my eternal gratitude for that. So have everything you need inside you right now. Nothing can stop you ever. And I really wish, it's my sincere wish and prayer and blessing that you wake up fully and completely and come to see with as much clarity as you want what you really, really are. And then, you know, if just a few of us do that, we can begin to make such a difference on this planet and begin to turn things around. And why do we need that right now? So please, please believe in yourself. Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you so much, Helen. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Helen. I love you.
Thank you. So much.